From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Security Council has recognized Adama Barrow as Gambia's president less than 2 hours after he was inaugurated in exile. The council's political backing comes as Senegalese troops, supported by West African regional bloc ECOWAS, are reported to have crossed the border into Gambia to enforce the transfer of power. Margaret Bashir has more.
The 15-nation council unanimously supported a resolution condemning in the strongest possible terms attempts to prevent a peaceful and orderly transfer of power between longtime leader Yahya Jammeh, who refuses to step down, and Adama Barrow, who is the recognized winner of the December 1st presidential election. Council President, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog, said the council's message is clear. The will of the Gambian people and the Gambian constitution must be respected. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
U.S. airstrikes in Libya killed several dozen Islamic State fighters late Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the attacks took place on two camps about 45 kilometers southwest of Sirte.
These strikes were directed against some of ISIL's external plotters who were actively planning operations against our allies in Europe. So these were critically important strikes for our campaign and a clear example of our enduring commitment to destroy ISIL's cancer.
Carter said the attack was carried out in conjunction with Libya's Government of National Accord. The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is in Washington preparing to be sworn in Friday as the country's 45th chief executive. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the president-elect is continuing to make edits and changes to his inaugural address. He said Trump will quickly sign a series of executive orders enacting an agenda of real change. Trump could immediately overturn some of the orders issued by outgoing President Barack Obama. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says Trump has mapped out plans for day one, day 100, and day 200 for what policies the new administration hopes to enact. Even as officials prepare for the inauguration, two of Trump's cabinet selections are facing confirmation hearings before Senate panels. They are Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, a former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin, who is in line to become Treasury Secretary. With less than one full day left in his term, President Barack Obama made his final call to a foreign leader. Mr. Obama spoke by phone to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whom he describes as his steadiest, most reliable international partner. The White House says the president thanked Ms. Merkel for her friendship and leadership. On his last major act as president, Mr. Obama is cutting short the sentences of 330 federal drug convicts. They bring to 1,715 the number of prisoners to get their sentences commuted by the president. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says four detainees from the Guantanamo military prison in Cuba have been sent to other countries, President Obama's final prison transfer. Mr. Obama is expressing displeasure at congressional actions that kept him from closing the facility. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has probably built two missiles presumed to be intercontinental ballistic missiles and placed them on mobile launchers for test firing in the near future. The agency quoted military sources for its report. It said the two missiles don't appear to exceed 15 meters in length. Yonhap said the North may have intentionally leaked the news to send a strategic message to the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Donald Trump. The United States and Cuba have signed a treaty on maritime boundaries in the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. A State Department statement said the pact covers the only water boundary not under previous agreement between the two countries. A high-rise building in Iran's capital, Tehran, collapsed Thursday after being engulfed in flames. Dozens of people were killed or injured in the incident. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.